Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for the 4th of July. July 4th, 2020, with some great racing around the country. Everything's back in full swing and it's so great. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast and the written version. The Key Races and Bets blog sponsored by AmWager.com, AmWager, AmWager.com, a great legal online betting source and resource with tools and perks for the better, available in most states and covering most tracks. Check out amwager.com. We're going to start July 4th Key Races and Bets podcast with the Poker Stakes, race 8 at Belmont, with a post time of 5:13 Eastern. And we're going to start with Dream Friend, who returned from 7 months off 5 weeks ago and tired of third after leading from the start at this mile turf trip at Belmont on the grass. That was nothing more than a prep for this mile stakes, the Poker. I think the horse is going to run much better and turn the tables on Value Proposition, who won that day. Trainer Terra Nova is really good with horses second on the left and turf routes with a 5-for-14 record the last couple of years. And that's why I sense, again, that 6-3 race was to tighten Dream Friend up for this race. From the rail, Dream Friend could easily be the lone front runner and take the field all the way, and as such offers great value opening at 8-1. The mare got Stormy, another strong contender here. She does very well tackling males, and she too makes her second start off a rest while moving back to her best trip. She's 8-for-15 at a mile on grass. Nearly all of the $1.5 million she's earned has come at this trip. One before last, got Stormy led late camp, but next short in the Grade 1 Kilrow mile versus males. Two before that against her own gender, she won the Grade 1 Matriarch Stakes powerfully. Those two efforts earned 115 and 117 equibase speed figures that no horse in this year's Poker Stakes can match, representative of what she can do today. And if she's anywhere near her 7-2 morning line odds, she should be bet to win as well. Valid Point, Seismic Wave, and Value Proposition will be used on exacta tickets as well, and doubles, pick threes, and pick fours. The pick four sequence ends in race 11 with the Suburban Stakes, which is on a different blog of mine, but I will include the contenders in the multi-race bets. In the Poker Stakes, race 8 at Belmont on Saturday, July 4th, post of 5:13. Win bets, Dream Friend and Got Stormy, both if 3-1 or more, if not just one of them. If you do make multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool. It's a very valuable tool to help you allocate your wagering dollars. Depending on the odds, it allocates your money for the best profit. And there's one free at AmWager among many other tools and perks. For the exactas, Dream Friend and Got Stormy over. Dream Friend, Got Stormy, Valid Point, Seismic Wave, and Value Proposition. And optionally, you can play the reverse, which is going to be Dream Friend, Got Stormy, Valid Point, Seismic Wave, and Value Proposition over Dream Friend and Got Stormy. That way, if Dream Friend and Got Stormy run 1-2, you catch it twice. For the pick three, race 8, Dream Friend, Got Stormy, Valid Point, Seismic Wave, and Value Proposition. For race 9, Vekoma and Mr. Freeze. And for race 10, Instilled Regard, Rock Emperor, Devamani, and Spooky Channel. Now, the pick threes at Belmont are a buck, but if you wanted to spend some more money, you could use in race 9 McKinsey Code of Honor and Endorsed, along with Vekoma and Mr. Freeze. And definitely in the pick four, you should play that ticket. So that's going to be Dream Friend, Got Stormy, Valid Point, Seismic Wave, and Value Proposition in the 8th. Vekoma, Dream Friend, McKinsey Code of Honor, and Endorsed all in race 9. Instilled Regard, Rock Emperor, Devamani, and Spooky Channel in race 10. And the 11th and final, Mr. Buff and Moretti. You can play some doubles here using those same horses in race 8 and 9. On one ticket, I'm going to use Vekoma and Mr. Freeze in race 9, all the horses in race 8. And the other ticket, I'm going to use Dream Friend and Got Stormy in race 8 and all the horses in race 9. Moving on to the 9th, the Met Mile. Post 5:47 Eastern on Saturday, 7-4 at Belmont. Mr. Freeze and Vekoma are my two top contenders to win this year's Run Happy Met Mile Handicap. But of the pair, I will give Mr. Freeze preference. He's a true dirt miler. He won the ACAC for a then-career best 115 equibase speed figure last summer at Churchill. He hasn't really run a bad race since then. He stretched out to two turns and a mile and an eighth for the Fayette in October and the Clark in November, and finished respectively second and third to to Tom's De Tat, the top horse in the handicap division, who just won the Stephen Foster last week. After another big effort, second in the Pegasus, he cut back to a one-turn mile, won the Gulfstream Park Mile in impressive fashion, getting back to that 115 equibase figure from the ACAC. Once again, he stretched out to 9 furlongs in the Oakland Handicap, was last started in May, finished third. The winner of that race, by my standards, came back to run second at Tom's De Tat, so you can see how good the company Mr. Freeze has been keeping. Now he's cutting back to the one-turn mile, and it's very positive Manny Franco gets back on, who rode him in the Gulfstream Park Mile never before, never since. Facoma is still a good contender, although running just twice in 2018, was a top two-year-old, won the Nashua in the second start of his career, won the Bluegrass in the second start of his career as a three-year-old, 13th in the Derby, took 11 months off, and boy, did he come back great as a four-year-old, made a sharp debut in March with a stirring victory in the Sir Shackleton Stakes with a career-best 109 figure, and improved again to put to shame a good field in the Carter Handicap last month at Belmont with a 116. That's just one shy of the best figure of any horse to field McKinsey, which was earned last month around one turn in the same 7 furlong trip. But what Vekoma has going for him that McKinsey doesn't is Vekoma's 4, and he still has maturing to do. McKinsey is a fully mature horse. Vekoma is a very strong contender to win here. Coat of Honor, like Vekoma, was a top 3-year-old last year, won the Fountain of Youth, 3rd in the Florida Derby, 3rd in the Kentucky Derby, placed 2nd. He proved himself nicely in the Dwyer. He's got a shot. The long campaign took its toll at the end of last year, but after 7 months off, he came back stronger than the Westchester. And he is a horse we're going to use. Endorsed led in the stretch, and the Westchester had no answer for Code of Honor. In the late stages, finished 2nd. It was a career-best effort, and he could be a factor again. McKinsey, I mentioned earlier. Hog Creek Hustle, like McKinsey, is a deep closer and may not get a really hot pace with only Warriors charged on the lead, and I think Network Effect is a little short here of good enough. In the Met Mile race, 9 at Belmont on Saturday, July 4th, with a post of 5:47 Eastern. Win bets, Vekoma and Mr. Freeze absolutely both at 5-2 or more, and use a Dutching tool if you get one. If not, join Amwager. Check out the Dutching tool. It's really a good option. Exactas, Vekoma and Mr. Freeze over. Vekoma, Mr. Freeze, McKinsey, Code of Honor and Endorsed. Turn it around. Vekoma, Mr. Freeze, McKinsey, Code of Honor and Endorsed over Vekoma and Mr. Freeze. Pick threes. Now, you can let the pick three go if you play the pick four, but you can also play it as well. My pick three play is going to be Vekoma, Mr. Freeze, McKinsey, Code of Honor and Endorsed in race 9. Instilled Regard, Rock Emperor, Devamani, Spooky Channel in race 10. And Mr. Buff and Ready in race 11. And the doubles are only $1. I'll play a 5x4 double for $20 total and try and hit that as well. Closing out this weekend's pick blog, key races and bets. Don't forget, you can get the blog at amwager.com. Click on how to bet. Click on Ella Star's blog. You can read the blog as well. And keep checking out the podcast. We appreciate it. Moving on to race 10, the Manhattan, post 6:20 on July 4th. Chad Brown has a quartet here, half the field. One of those in Still Regard is going to go favorite, opening at 2-1. Still, any of Brown's quartet could win, and one of them, even though he's going to be bet down from what I think is a poor 5-1 morning line, is actually the one to beat. And that one is Rock Emperor, who did everything but win the nearly identical Charles Whittingham Stakes at the end of May in California. He ran into a buzzsaw on United who would just not let him by. Rock Emperor was eventually disqualified from second because Ortiz, as is his wont, drifted out and thought he'd ask for forgiveness and permission, but the steward said no. Johnny Velasquez gets on here, probably won't do that, and a repeat of that last effort with the field-high 120 equibase figure should help Rock Emperor to get his first North American win in his fifth start since importing from Europe. However, another of Brown's starters, Devamani, is definitely a horse that can win here. He lost a heartbreaker also last out in the Fort Marcy a month ago. Rosario, I think, got a bit cheeky and kept the horse inside too late. When he got clear, he was gobbling up the ground, came up a neck short of beating Still Regard. There's no doubt in my mind Rosario won't make the same mistake this time and will turn the tables at least on Still Regard, because since moving to Brown Barn, Devamani's run the two best races of his career. He's also a winner at 10 furlongs, a feat only Rock Emperor and Saddler's Joy can claim as well. And Saddler's Joy hasn't run a good race in his last 15 starts except once, so I'm not worried about him. Spooky Channel cannot be ignored here, opening at 15-1. Victorious at 36-1 in the McKnight in January. He rebounded three races later to post the upset in a stakes quality classified allowance race at Churchill. Leperu has been up for both wins, rides him again. He's bred to run all day. He's won at distances ranging from a mile to a mile and 7/8. He's 8-15. Don't ignore Spooky Channel. In Silver Guard, the 2-1 starting favorite rounds out the contenders for any and all wagers we make involving the race. Certainly, he can win profit in doing so, not anywhere near as much as any of the other three contenders. His best effort came when third in the Pegasus World Cup, believe it or not, in January when he got within a length of the lead top of the stretch before being outfinished. But his last race was very good when holding off Devin Money by a neck at 9 furlongs on the grass. His second start off a rest, he should improve. You got to use In Silver Guard. In the Manhattan Race Center at Belmont on Saturday, July 4th, post of 6:20 Eastern, win bets, Rock Ember and Devin Money at 2-1, again, use the Dutching tool. Also, I will absolutely make a bet on Spooky Channel at 4-1 or more. With the exactas, Rock Emperor and Devin Money over. Rock Emperor, Devin Money, and Silver Guard and Spooky Channel. Turn it around. Rock Emperor, Devin Money, and Silver Guard and Spooky Channel over. Rock Emperor and Devin Money. Trifectas. Rock Emperor and Devin Money over. Rock Emperor, Devin Money, and Silver Guard and Spooky Channel. Then again, Rock Emperor, Devin Money, and Silver Guard and Spooky Channel. If you want to open it up, I don't mind. I'm going to do it. Another one more trifecta, which is Rock Emperor and Devin Money over. Rock Emperor, Devin Money, and Silver Guard and Spooky Channel over all. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog. Check out AmWager.com. Make a ton of money this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.